This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Back here on the morning shift, another youth song. You probably weren't listening to Fergie Ferg, I imagine.
I listened to some of Fergie.
I was going to say, wouldn't the youth be more like the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah. And then she kind of did her own thing.
I feel like this is like definitely, I don't know how old this song is, but it feels like I was in my 20s at that point. I don't know.
I think, right?
I would think this is definitely Club Mikey P.
You think so? God, I don't even want to go back to that version myself.
Running through Buckhead?
I was known to, to go to a couple of different establishments in this town.
What establishments? Says a lot about you.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
I think I have an idea.
Says a lot about me?
Most joke is I probably have an idea. Probably went to those establishments,
too. What do you think?
You definitely went to Moondogs.
No.
What?
Absolutely not.
So wait, how much weight? I'm only 2 years older than you.
Yeah, I mean, that just wasn't my college.
That was my college days.
Yeah, that was not
definitely.
Which I
had no business in there. None of us did.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the Buckhead bars go, yeah.
Definitely at the Lost Dog Tavern. East Andrews, I bet.
Only like once.
Okay, then yeah. I'm out of Buckhead. I guess, what else was
Buckhead? Yeah, Five Paces.
That.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, that whole
but
little
I definitely,
strip
I went to like clubs
there.
Too, though.
But that's what
we
I
would,
call
we would get together as you know.
A team and go to like a.
I don't know, a team's a little
buy
bit aggressive.
A bottle
but yeah.
And sit in the.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. Like, yeah, we would go have a nice.
Yeah, he was on the offensive line, not the quarterback room.
Well, you know what's funny? I've told the story on here before about Julio meeting me. Like, we, you know, every now and then, every, like, once a month, we would go down to a club. And it got to be where I would know a couple of the people, and I would just text this guy and be like, hey, I need a table or whatever. And Julio overheard us talking about it one day, and he was like, you know, and I knew Julio for a long time. I played with him in college. And he's like, you going to the club tonight? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, all right, I might come through. I might hit you up. And I was like, all right, man, yeah, for sure. You already have my number and ever. So he shows up to the club, and I always think this is hilarious because he just shows up at the table. And I was like, "What? How'd you get here?" Like, we were in the back, you know, back corner. I'm like, how'd you get here? He's like, oh, man, it was the craziest thing. I just rolled up in my car, dropped my keys to valet, and told him I was with Mike Johnson. And I was like, what? I'm like, what? Like, you showed up to the door of the club as Julio Jones and were like, where's Mike Johnson?
No kidding.
Like, and they were like, and he just showed right up to the,
know,
there we are. I'm like, dude, how must that have felt? Like, I was like, that's a crowning moment for me that Julio rolled up to the club and was like, hey, can you show me where Mike Johnson is?
What's funny is there's a different establishment in Atlanta, a club that you could show up to and say, I'm here with Julio, and they would take you right to his reserve table that he
had. Yeah, absolutely.
He had, I think I've been in that place 20 times in my life, and like 15 of them I saw Julio.
Yeah.
Wait, are you not saying the?
No, I'm not gonna.
Alone.
I'm not. I mean, it's, you know, the spring.
No.
Some people know
sure
it as the Spring Street Ballet. But,
I think that I'm trying to remember the names of the clubs East Coast. I know that when I was really young, like Opera was a place. Gold
there
Club.
I was forgetting all the places, but
well, Gold
was
Club
the place
is
that was
reinvented
right here,
now
in Midtown. What was the name of that spot? I can't remember.
I went to Opera One.
Vision.
No, not Vision.
Well, Flip Flops was down there at the end of at Buckhead Midtown.
Flip Flops was right by where Opera was, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So you said East Andrews, and you were calling it the bar, and then you said East Andrews, like the strip. when we went to East Andrews, we didn't go just to the East Andrews bar. We went to like the whole cluster, Door, and
I think you and I have talked about the fact
Buckhead
that we
Saloon
were
and all those places.
We were at a New Year's party the same day, the same New Year's, just didn't know each other.
Yeah,
at East Andrews.
It was East Andrews. You know how I knew that?
I was with Stephen Oaks, by the way.
Well, you're also with your best friend on that team.
Joe Holly.
Run into Joe. That was one of my. I think that was my first year traveling.
Garrett Reynolds was with us too.
And so I ran into Joe, and I was like, "Joe," "Yeah." I was like, "You don't know who the hell I am." I was like, "But I'm with Falcons Radio." I was like, "I just wanted to say what's up. I saw you walking."
Guarantee he was so weirded out and scared.
He was coming from the bathroom, and I was going to it. And you know, that was a New Year's Eve party. It was just freaking slammed. And I said, "No, dude." I said, "Dude." I tried to like disarm it, like, "Hey, I don't care what you're doing. I just wanted to say, hey, because I literally see you every week on the plane and on the field and
it's so funny
and in the locker room.
Like,
so I just wanted to say what's up."
At that point in your career, everybody feels like an executive on the team. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're just like, "Oh my God, I see that guy on team flights. I should leave.
It's funny because at that point,
he's probably hammered at that point.
At that point in my career, well, here's the deal. We both were. And
yes,
at that point
true,
in my
touche.
Career, I just say, "Hey, that's like a backup lineman."
Yeah.
So he probably might actually interact with me. So what's up, man?
That's what you were thinking.
But I had a group of like 8 or 10 people there myself.
Yeah,
like
we had a big group too.
We had a group come in. We had a couple buddies, a couple friends stay. We were in Buckhead at the time. We were living down there. So at that point in time, I was just trying to say what's up because he's a guy that you've interacted with in one of those spaces before. That I'd talked to before briefly, and so it's a recognizable face. And I was like, "So what's up?" If I'd seen you, I probably wouldn't have recognized you without the helmet and the jersey that said Johnson on it. So I didn't want to talk to any of Julio's friends.
I really wasn't a club goer.
Yeah, it was. Look, man, jack of all trades, master of none when it came to the nightlife back in the day. It was like, you know, spend one night in my boots at Five Paces and next night wearing Jordans at the club, man. I was doing a little bit of everything.
That was a
previous life though. I've grown.
I'd end up at some of those spots, but not by choice. Like I'd usually be the DD for folks.
That's gonna drive me nuts. What the name of that bar club was down here in Midtown? I used to go to.
There was.
Is it Privé? Yeah, that's what it was. It was called Privé.
Well, what was the place that used to be right here?
Yeah, that was a good spot.
What was the place that used to be right here that establishment took over for, and they had another one? No, that was in the place. Maybe it was establishment. Maybe that's what it was called. Because they had an establishment in Buckhead.
Yeah, there was establishment in Buckhead first.
Yeah.
The one moved down here. Took over for another spot.
Zeno always liked to go there. When it was in Buckhead, it was a little too.
You know who loved the establishment here? Kerry Meyer.
Well, I love the one here.
Kerry Meyer loved this one. He loved both of them. But yeah, nonetheless, man. Nonetheless.
Walk down memory lane. Let's hit the huddle. To the latest NFL headlines and the Philadelphia Eagles, the story of reading it from ESPN, are rewarding Saquon Barkley with a 2-year, $41.2 million contract extension that makes him the highest paid running back in NFL history. This is what sources told Adam Schefter. The deal makes Barkley the NFL's first $20 million plus per year running back. So he's 28 years old and has the ability to earn an additional $15 million in incentives and escalators. The deal includes $36 million fully guaranteed at signing.
Yeah, I love this from every aspect. And we've talked.
Resurgence of the running back.
Yeah, and you know what's funny, Tiff, to your point, there's been a lot of buzz about Ashton Jeanty and shooting up draft boards because I think there is a realization that there is a tier system when it comes to running back. They're not just interchangeable, right? You just don't throw one out there and think, "Oh, well, he's just as good as the next guy." I think we've talked about it. Alvin Kamara got an extension this last year. Josh Jacobs, one of the best players in the league in terms of what he was able to bring. There is difference makers at the running back spot, Saquon being one of them. He absolutely deserves to be the highest paid running back in the NFL and in NFL history, whatever you want to call it. That's a franchise that's riding high, man. That's a franchise that's riding high. Dylan swears he's not going to something Eagles related today, but I would be shocked. He's going to the contract signing. Maybe he's up there watching, pen to paper.
Well, it's just ironic that he tells me about this right after Saquon gets this new deal. I got to give Mike credit, and it's like ripping my heart out to do this. Like, it just pains me. You might as well this just hurts.
Okay,
but
man, let it flow through you.
But you said something yesterday And it's so right. You said that they don't pay defensive players in Philadelphia. They only play the offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, we sat there, yesterday, we sat here and talked about the fact that Monday they said that they were releasing Darius Slay.
Yeah.
And they're saving money on the cap. Tuesday, they announced that they're extending Saquon Barkley, and here we are Wednesday morning talking about it.
Yeah, we're also wondering if we could bring in Josh Sweat, you know, like the same amount of money.
Yeah, and Milton Williams.
Exactly.
And so you're like, hey, we'll take Milton Williams and Josh Sweat, you know, just whichever one we can make work financially. But that's the funny thing about what it is that they have figured out whatever it is they're looking for in young defensive talent that works in NFL. And I can tell you what it is. They start up front. They just happen to not miss at any level. They don't miss in the front four. They don't miss in the middle three or the front seven, you could just say as a total. And they don't miss in the back, because the reason they can release Darius Slay is because of what they did in the draft.
Yeah.
Their scouting department, like.
Well, and two, I don't want to glaze over this. There is something that they are doing. There is a mindset inside of that building where they keep these defensive players hungry, all of them. Cornerback, you mentioned it. They do draft up front. Think of the cornerbacks they've drafted over the last couple of years. I mean, they've drafted insanely well in the secondary as well. So they have a way to keep these guys hungry and thirsty for the next level. Maybe it's the fact that there's not veterans involved, last year to the most part. But they just, I don't know, man. They find these guys that want that hunger, that want to get to the next level and want to play hard for each other, and they stack them up.
They tell them, hey, you want to come here and get paid? Good. You come here, you play well, you win a Super Bowl, you go get paid somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's almost Belichickian. The way he treated players, where he would not, he would.
That's the way they treated Hassan Reddick.
He would literally use as much as he could out of a player, and then they would go somewhere else and be like, oh, see, Belichick was right. They don't have anything. Well, some of those guys did. Remember, Chandler Jones went to Arizona and balled out after he left New England. There's just not enough examples, and it's not a system in Philadelphia, though. It's not a system because
it's a mindset.
They're on their third defensive coordinator. Now, it might be a similar system, but it ain't the same.
It's a mindset.
It really is. And we touched on this earlier. So the Jets continuing their overhaul, releasing Davante Adams. So any quick thoughts, remaining thoughts on that one?
Clearing house. They are cleaning house. They are resetting that team. They're resetting that locker room as far as the offensive side. I don't know what Davante Adams was or was in that locker room. I'm not going to sit here and say, clearly he didn't fit there. No, he was a wide receiver that had a huge cap hit, who was only brought in to reconcile the season, to save it with the quarterback who is in a love affair with him.
If you're Davante Adams, are you taking less money to go to Kansas City?
If you want to win a ring, yeah.
I think he's at that point in his career.
Yeah,
that's my only thought on him.
I would. He's a hell of an upgrade over DeAndre Hopkins, who I like, but Hopkins just wasn't quite the player there.
They've needed a guy like Davante Adams for a few years now, but it seems like he could be the guy.
Yeah, go get a couple years out of him.
Yeah.
Cowboys defensive tackle Osa Odighizuwa is remaining in Dallas. So with free agency closing in and the deadline to use the franchise tag yesterday, the Cowboys were able to keep one of their own off the market.
Well done.
Agreeing to a 4-year, $80 million deal with the defensive tackle.
Well done, because you and I went back and forth. I've got Ojulari.
I called him Osa.
You've got
yesterday
his name. And you did a phenomenal job.
I had to pull it up. I want to make sure you get everybody's names right. So, but anyway, he's staying in Dallas. So someone that
good for him. They wanted to keep him too.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I don't know how many guys they've actually wanted to keep off that defense. It seems like they're kind of ready for new chapters, but he was definitely one of them.
And last note here, the Bears are getting lineman Jonah Jackson from the Rams. So the Bears are in the process of sending a 2025 sixth round pick to Los Angeles in exchange for the guard. All right, when we come back here on the morning shift, I've got papers flying everywhere, so I'm going to shuffle around my rundown and tell you that the wake-up call is what.
Well,
Tiff,
you didn't shuffle
next
to the right page. We're actually going to do which
That's
one Wednesday
this?
Coming
oh, wait,
up
I
next. It is going to be 7:40. You got mic'd up. It'll be Tiff Thanks. Versus Bo. How about this one? What's more likely? Tiff drives a truck or Bo drives a minivan? We'll talk about that next. Day will be on the judgment. It's mic'd up. Sports Radio 99 The Game.